Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special edition of Somewhere in Vegas. I'm Mark with a Q. I'm your host. We recently took a trip to Portland, Oregon, and had the chance to meet a person who was looking to literally touch people's lives. Samantha Hess opened Cuddle Up to Me over a year ago in the Rose City to help with her demand for her touch therapy business. Hess and her staff offer non-sexual cuddle sessions in which to treat many problems like stress, depression, and recovery from anything from addiction, abuse, or a simple breakup. Hess also authored a book about her creating her own brand of therapy called Touch, the Power of Human Connection. We talked to Hess about the growth of her business and how her techniques have been helping people throughout the world.
I mean, how's things been going so far in terms of your business? Obviously, it looks like expanding pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I started a year and a half ago, and I went from just me to four girls into a 3,500 square retail space. I was the spokesperson for the world's first cuddling convention. I put out a book, and I've created the world's first 40-hour certification program for professional cuddling.
Yeah, I mean, you said you have four girls under your wing right now. First of all, I mean, how is it to get those girls trained and basically have the help in terms of what you're doing?
So it was definitely a process to try and get them to go through my training program. I spent about 9 months developing this program, and then I had to try it out on them. That's why before I actually started the certification program, I hired the girls and trained them to make sure that I knew what I was doing, what made sense and where to go with it, how long things took to train, all of that. And they all did a fantastic job of really understanding what was needed, how this is going to work, and how to incorporate customization to each session to ensure each person has a productive and positive reaction to what we do.
Do you think that in the future you're going to get male cuddlers as well?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, we want to have a variety of people because I'm not the ideal cuddle buddy for everybody. And so we want to make sure that we add more variety as we go. As time goes on, it just 40 hours per person takes a lot of time. I'm already working 70 to 90 hours a week. So it just, I definitely plan on it. I just don't know when I'm going to fit it in yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it seems like, I mean, this business almost seems like, you know, why hasn't anybody thought of it before? Obviously, you know, there's the old adage that people are either not huddled enough or held too tightly, and it seems like this is obviously doing one end of the spectrum as well. I mean, how is it for you to give this service to people, especially considering, you know, kind of the mental states and mental stresses they have each day?
So really what separates my business from any others out there is that we custom tailor our sessions to each individual. We specialize in people who have trauma, disabilities, and diseases in their life. So we have clients who have ALS or Williams syndrome. We have clients who are blind or are missing limbs or have ALS. We have clients who are autistic and deal with depression and anxiety and who have had physical abuse and emotional trauma, all sorts of different things. And of course, then there's the people who come in just for self-care and those who have gone through breakups or those who are even still married. We have people that come in to try and learn how to cuddle better with their partner. We do guided sessions for couples. We do singles and married people. Anyone and everyone is welcome. And it's really lovely to see the difference that it makes in people's lives and how they learn how to actually react better to the people around them because they understand that touch doesn't have to be taboo.
Yeah, and I mean, there's always that thing you mentioned. You mentioned couples. There's a kind of misconception nowadays of, you know, if you're cuddling up to somebody, that means that it's a sexual kind of thing. But there is an intimacy in terms of a relationship or the deep feelings of love there that can be translated without being sexual. I mean, am I correct in that thinking?
Absolutely. What we provide here is a family-oriented kind of nurturing. Our clients understand that this kind of interaction is positive for them because it's one that will never end. Whenever they need us, we will be here. It's not like your friends or your romantic partners where people either don't have time or don't have the emotional space to deal with you in whatever capacity you might need at any given moment. So no matter what space you're at in your head in any given day or moment, Cuddle Up to Me is here to make sure that you're taken care of and that you have all of your needs met in a safe and platonic way.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, you know, you don't have time, a lot of time. And, you know, sometimes you do have to take time for yourself as well. I mean, obviously, a lot of people are busy and all that as well. I mean, how has it been here in Portland? I mean, obviously, it's somewhat of a nurturing city, but, you know, it is a very hustle and bustle kind of city as well. I mean, how has it been for you to open your shop here and, you know, as particularly here in Portland?
Portland was absolutely the perfect place for me, and not just because I live here, but because it's such an open and accepting community. The concept of Portland is that as long as you are yourself, you are accepted. We don't like fakers and posers, but anybody else we're welcome to have. So I love that. The community has been very open and welcoming to me. We also have a lot of touch-positive communities in Portland that have been around a long time, and so I've gotten this privilege of working with some of the most experienced people in the touch industry in the United States. I mean, we've had these people around for decades, and they've really learned a lot of different ways to communicate through touch and nonverbal language, as well as ensuring that people understand the proper communication around touch as well.
What does it mean to you to kind of be a pioneer then in this type of environment in touch therapy?
So the reason why I got into this business is because I feel like so many of us have moments in life where we feel unloved, unaccepted, or just plain invisible, and I don't think that that's okay. I feel like everyone needs a way to reach out in a safe and comfortable way. In all of those moments when you don't feel like you're 100% or thriving, really. And I do this because I feel like when everybody has those basic needs fulfilled, they're going to work really hard to build the community around them and make the other people just as happy as they are. And so really, my goal is to change the world one hug at a time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, there are people that don't have that opportunity. You know, they don't have that person in their lives. You know, there are a lot of people that don't have very many people in their lives in terms of that as well. I mean, obviously, you know, having a cuddle session means a lot to them. I mean, like I said, it's a kind of a mental thing, and to be able to feel that you have support. I mean, obviously, that's a huge part of. You know, knowing that you're alive and, you know, and that probably helps depression as well.
Absolutely, yeah. There's tons of studies related to touch that show positive touch can have huge impacts on everything from depression to anxiety to stress to blood pressure to metabolism, glucose tolerance, addiction. There's studies that show how addiction actually can be affected by positive touch. It's really incredible how many different things. Physiologically, what happens is that your body releases oxytocin and serotonin. Oxytocin is the nurture, or the bonding hormone, basically, which allows us to feel connected to the people around us. It allows us to decrease our stress and our anxiety, lower our depression. And then serotonin is a neurotransmitter that essentially regulates all of your body functions, from sleep to metabolism to memory. And it's really incredible to see that those are both increased when you have positive platonic touch. And then it also decreases cortisol, which we all know is that the fat hormone that keeps fat on our bodies when it doesn't need to be there. And so it's really quite incredible to see the physiological difference and not just the emotional one that it can make for people.
And now you made a lot of press over the past year, opening up your business here. How far out have, probably where was the furthest you've had a client come in?
Probably about 3,000 miles. We've had people from New York and Florida and Canada and I would say that's probably the furthest. Obviously, lots of people from all over the Northwest on a regular basis. I have people drive 3+ hours to get here once a month or so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, you're still, I would say, in your infancy stages in terms of the business, but, you know, just as a business model, yeah. just, you know, obviously, you know, expansion must be something that you might be thinking about later on as soon as you get this model done. But, I mean, is that something that you're thinking about, you know, at some point?
Yeah, we've already expanded a huge amount. I mean, I went from being an outbound service to having a 3,500 square foot space 10 blocks from downtown. I'd say that's pretty good expansion within a year and a half. We've also started the world's only 40-hour certification program for professional cuddlers. which will bring services all across the globe like mine. So I feel like the expansion part, we're all over.
Do you think that there are certain other countries that would be a little bit more accepting in terms of a cuddle service like this? I think there would be a couple of soldiers that would translate easily to it, do you think?
I get support from all over the globe, literally all over the globe. Probably the most surprising to me is the Middle East. I get a ton of support from the Middle East, and it's really cool to see that.
Well, that's great to hear. And you wrote a book. And tell us a little bit about the book and how it's being received.
So I wrote the book, Touch, the Power of Human Connection. It has a little bit of my backstory, the science and psychology behind touch, chapters on how to communicate your wants and needs, how to actually say yes and no to the right things to make sure that you're comfortable and safe, and then 19 different cuddle positions with all the tips and tricks of the pros so that you can learn how to be comfortable. The book was basically written as demand for my time became a lot more prevalent. I had as many as 10,000 emails in a week, and I just couldn't respond to all of them, and a lot of them were asking the same questions, and so I ended up writing the book because I wanted people to have the tools and resources available to be able to do this on their own. I would love to be able to put myself out of business and have no one need this, but until then, I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure every single person knows that they matter.
Yeah, I mean, it's an uphill climb, for a lot of people to be able to do this. But obviously, it's generating a lot of buzz, as it were. Like I said, I mean, it's a really unique service as well. And like you said, the people all the way around the world could stop by and definitely schedule an appointment. Obviously, cuddleuptome.com, I believe, is the website, right?
That's correct, cuddleuptome.com.
And then you guys can find the contact information there, as well as how you can get a cuddle session in if you need to. And anything else you want to add?
We always appreciate support on social media. You can find us on Cuddle Up to Me on any of the major social media sites.
This coming Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, we'll have an interview with fragrance creator Kim Spadaro. You can listen to the recent episodes by going to VegasPodcasting.com. Or check us out on social media at SWIV, at SWIV on Twitter, and Somewhere in Vegas on Facebook. We'll see you next week.